Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Foyer, I wonder if an invitation will be coming your way. Netflix today announced The Roast of Tom Brady will air live and unedited Sunday, May 5th, 8 p.m. Your thoughts?
Ooh, I'm down for it. Okay, but as soon as you said that, all I could think of is Julian Edelman going, oh, can I go? Oh, me. Can I be? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Like, there's not a guy that is more thirsty in being part of Tom Brady's life.
100.
Like, every last thing about his life is Tom Brady related.
Yep.
You're everything.
Yep, absolutely.
So, of course, Gronk, but he's got his own life, and Gronk doesn't seem nearly as needy as Edelman does with Brady.
Agreed.
Zod.
You know what it is? It feels like with Edelman, he either isn't completely comfortable with himself or he's not comfortable completely with what he has become, because he clearly would want to be Tom Brady. Whereas with Gronk, Gronk owns it. He has his own personality. He's connected to Brady, but he's not thought of as being Tom Brady light.
Or and obsessed with him.
Yeah, I feel like that's where Edelman.
Obsession with it.
Old Bubs, like, has morphed into the guy who is. Remember in the old cartoons, they would have the big dog and the little dog.
Yeah.
Or if you watch,
like, yeah.
Or if you watched A Christmas Story, there was, what was it? It was not Flick, but Scott Farkas and his little guy.
His little buddy.
Yeah, the little buddy feels
Scott
like Edelman.
Farkas. Yeah. You pulled that out of your ass.
Yeah.
Out of all the things.
I watch that movie
Scott
every year.
Farkas.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies, A Christmas Story. Everybody hates it. They're idiots.
But you're right, though.
There is
it's almost like its own version of, it's like single white female in reverse.
Definitely.
It's just totally different. And you're going to see it. Like, when he looks at Brady, he looks at him like he wants to tie him up and, like, only interact with him down in his basement.
The Julian Edelman story. I'm Tom's little buddy. There you go. And that's really where it kind of begins and ends. So the roast of Tom Brady will be on May 5th. Hopefully Curtis will
Cinco de Mayo.
Hopefully Curtis will be able to watch it and be okay. I know he is a big Tom Brady fan.
But most people are. Here's the thing. You know, you've seen these roasts, right? Obviously.
Oh,
you've seen them, right?
In the Netflix one, I actually had somebody hit me up on Twitter at The Real Gresh and said, oh, I went to see Tony Hinchcliffe in Nashville this weekend and he was working out jokes.
On Brady.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
And Tony Hinchcliffe, if you've ever seen the show Kill Tony, oh my God, very funny stuff. And it's kind of a no holds barred.
Okay, so I was going to say.
Which let's put it this way. The streaming of Kill Tony in Massachusetts would be very light because too many people would be offended by the comedy in it.
So what would be the taboo topic if you're a comic? And you listen, you go raw dog on this one. You go as crazy as you want. Okay,
yeah.
No holds barred. What's the one topic that you're really trying to
find
really
too close
hit
to
him?
The sun with Brady?
Yeah, like what is like? Because what is there like really where it's like there's nothing really bad. Okay, I mean, I guess you. I mean, you know, failed marriage. You know, something to do with Kraft. You know, a kid out of wedlock.
I mean,
what is it?
Kid
put his face near a radiator.
Well, there you go. Now we're talking. Well, okay, so, is that your real hair? Was that cleft there before a Super Bowl, or did you add it after the third Super Bowl?
Going to be a ton of stuff about the face work he's gotten.
I would think so.
Okay,
the face work. The defying
losing to Eli twice.
Defying time.
Eli will be there.
Yep. Defying time. Losing to Eli. Definitely the kid out of wedlock and the marriage
thing.
But
even that's
drunk
like,
on the boat with Tampa.
Oh yeah, hammered on the championship trophy boat or whatever that was. Or he's leaning hard against that guy.
I guess you know I'm with Billy. If I'm gonna lean into one area more than others, it's not really the kid. Whatever. Oh, Giselle and her karate kung fu guy.
There's a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say Brady dancing at the parade because was there anything whiter than that?
The Guerrero massages.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Hold on.
That relationship is going to be on point during this.
No, but doesn't Alex have to get a spot on the dais of Rippin' Brady? Doesn't he have to get in there?
No, he's not a front man. He's not, and his jokes would suck. No, he's got to take a back seat.
Do you have to allow Randy Moss on the dais to rip Brady? Because he's one of those guys that wouldn't care. Because
the thing is, too, is when it comes to the people that aren't stand-ups, they have these meetings like before the show where they get the stand-ups write jokes for the people that aren't comedians.
Yeah.
So you can literally put anybody out there. It could be Guerrero. It could be Moss because there's going to be somebody. Moss is going to be like, hey, I have these jokes. And then like a professional will be like, all right, we'll polish it up this way.
I'm dead serious. I am dead ass when I ask this question. Is Robert Kraft there?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Is there a red carpet?
Is there a microphone and a TV? Is anyone from the Dynasty Part 11 going to be there?
Yeah.
We're going to add. The question is.
No,
I have two questions
for
you.
I know the one you're going down.
Is Bill there?
No.
Okay. I don't think so either.
Not a chance.
The other one.
However, he might send in a video that they can bounce back with.
He's not going to be any part of this. It's completely beneath him. Remember, he wants to be a coach again.
Jim Gray.
He'll be there.
Good job by the texter Dubs.
Is Scratchy going to be there?
Oh,
Scratchy's going to want to tell some jokes.
Scratchy beat out Curtis to host it. That's what it is. That's the easy way to get Jim Gray in there. Do you really want Jim?
Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, Scratchy.
Yeah. Do you really want Jim Gray going to the podium where they're like, "Ladies and gentlemen, somebody who's known Tom Brady a long time and the rest of the world hates. Here's Jim Gray, everybody."
Yeah,
absolutely correct.
And I can just see Jim going like this. He's going up. He's like crying, Tommy, they made me do it, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell jokes about you, Tommy, but they're making me do it.
Edelman's.
You're ugly. You're not a good tipper. Oh, my God.
Don't fire me, please.
Please, let me be part of your life still.
Mm-hmm.
Edelman, he'll be the same way. I don't want to do it, Tommy. I don't want to do it, but they're going to make me do it. They said if I did it, I could hang out with you.
A texter, Deflategate, how many blown-up ball jokes are we going to get? Actually, it would be good if the deflator were there. That would actually be kind of funny. They dragged that guy.
There'd be Spygate jokes, too.
Yeah. I think Billy rented a Airbnb this weekend from the deflator up there in New Hampshire.
It may or may not have.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.